Tony Kiyoko is accustomed to walking into a session at a technology conference and seeing no one who looks like him.
I've had several instances where I go and, I'll be the only African-American in the room.
Kiyoko is the Assistant Director of Information Technology at Principal Financial Group in Des Moines. He's leading a committee formed by the Technology Association of Iowa. Its task is to develop ways to draw more minorities to IT. The president of the association, Brian Waller, says the technology sector of the state's economy must look toward diversity if it wants to grow.
When we say diversity, we mean women, we mean minorities, we mean rural Iowans.
Exact figures for the percentage of women and minorities in technology jobs in Iowa are unavailable, but such Silicon Valley giants as Apple, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Twitter have come under criticism in recent years for their lack of diversity. The vice president for IT at the Come and Go convenience store chain in West Des Moines, Joyce Pingle, sees few girls pursuing an interest in the so-called STEM fields. She witnessed it firsthand when her fifth-grade daughter attended a tech-themed summer camp.
There were two girls there. Hundreds of boys, two girls. What's up with that? It's already starting at 10 and 11 years old.
In the 25 years Pingle has worked in information technology, she has seen no increase in the number of women drawn to the industry. She uses her own team at Come and Go as an example of the absence of gender diversity in IT. It includes just two women. She says she can't even find females to fill positions.
I have IT positions that are open in my function. They've been open for 4 or 5 months, and I've had zero resumes come in that are women. Zero.
Pingle suggests one way to diversify the technology workforce is to make IT classes a requirement in Iowa high schools, not an elective. It was in a New Hampton High classroom where she was first introduced to a computer.
Growing up on a dairy farm in northeast Iowa with no computers in the home at that point, the only exposure I was ever going to have to it was in school anyway.
Pingle says mandatory technology classes would require funding for teachers and laboratories, but she says it would be a solid investment if it leads to a more diverse tech sector.
When you bring different people together, you get a better, stronger end product than you would if you have like people who are thinking the same and producing the same end result.
Pingle believes the interest in technology is present among girls and minorities. It just needs to be tapped through the iPhones and gaming systems they use daily. Tony Kiyoko has been reaching out to these young people to encourage them to pursue STEM careers. 3 years ago, he founded a nonprofit program called Tech Journey, aimed at encouraging underrepresented youth to enter high tech.
They just need mentors and the resources to be able to get into the field.
Kiyoko counts the initiative a success. 51 students are now enrolled.
You know, if we can keep them here in Iowa and help them raise the net worth of their families, that's a great accomplishment for our state.
Kiyoko understands diversity within the high-tech community will always be a challenge in Iowa, given its overall demographics. But he says getting companies and communities thinking about it is a start. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.